Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, For Women Only, A Revolutionary Guide to Reclaiming Your Sex Life is a Nonfiction Health and Sexuality Guide by Jennifer Berman and Laura Berman, written with Elizabeth Bumiller. It focuses on female sexual function from a medical and clinical perspective, combining urology, sex therapy, and patient education. The book is designed to help women understand why sexual difficulties such as low desire, arousal problems, and pain can have physical as well as emotional causes. Rather than treating female sexuality as a vague or purely psychological issue, it presents it as an area of health that can be assessed, discussed, and treated with practical information. Drawing on the author's experience from the Wan Sexual Health Clinic at Boston University Medical Center, the book explains anatomy, common dysfunctions, and treatment approaches in accessible language. Its purpose is both educational and corrective, to give women a framework for understanding their bodies and to normalize sexual concerns that are often ignored or minimized in conventional medical care. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, female sexual dysfunction as a medical issue, not just a psychological one. One of the book's central arguments is that female sexual problems should not be reduced to emotional insecurity or relationship conflict. The authors stress that desire, arousal, and pain disorders can reflect underlying medical causes, much as erectile dysfunction often does in men. This framing matters because it changes the starting point for diagnosis. Instead of assuming a woman simply needs to relax, communicate better, or feel more confident, the book encourages readers and clinicians to look for hormonal, neurological, vascular, medication-related, or menopausal factors. That shift is the book's most distinctive contribution. It challenges a long-standing tendency in medicine to overlook women's sexual complaints or treat them as secondary. By insisting on a bodily basis for many symptoms, the book gives readers a more realistic explanation of what may be happening and a more concrete path toward evaluation and care. This approach is especially important for women who have been dismissed or told that their concerns are normal and therefore untreatable. Secondly, a practical guide to the female sexual response and anatomy. The book offers an updated anatomy lesson and uses it as a foundation for understanding pleasure and dysfunction. This is not presented as abstract biology. It is tied directly to how arousal works, why lubrication and sensitivity matter, and how different systems in the body interact during sexual response. The authors present the body in a way meant to replace uncertainty with clarity, which is useful because many women have only fragmented knowledge of genital anatomy and sexual physiology. The emphasis on anatomy also helps explain why symptoms can be misread. For example, pain during sex or lack of arousal may not be a sign of disinterest but of an issue involving tissue, hormones, circulation, or nerve response. The book's practical strength lies in translating clinical understanding into plain language that makes the material accessible to readers who may not have medical training while still giving them enough detail to ask better questions during a medical consultation. In this sense, anatomy becomes a tool for self-advocacy rather than a technical subject. Thirdly, why low desire can have multiple causes across the body and mind. The book treats loss of libido as a complex symptom rather than a single problem with one cure. It recognizes that reduced desire may emerge from medical conditions, emotional stress, relationship strain, medication side effects, or menopausal change. The value of this approach is that it resists oversimplification. Instead of assuming a woman either has or lacks interest in sex, the book suggests that desire can be affected by a chain of influences that interact over time. This is a more clinically useful view because it encourages readers to think in terms of pattern and cause. A woman with low libido, for instance, may need evaluation of sleep, hormones, pain, mood, or medication history, rather than only advice about romance or communication. The book does not present desire as a fixed trait. It treats it as something shaped by bodily state and life context. That perspective is especially helpful for women in midlife or after menopause, where changes in hormonal status can overlap with changes in identity, partnership, and health. It makes low desire legible as a health issue that deserves attention. Fourthly, pain disorders and arousal problems as treatable conditions. Another major focus is on arousal disorders and pain during sex, both of which are often hidden because women may feel embarrassed to report them. The book argues that these symptoms should be taken seriously and investigated rather than normalized. Pain can interfere with desire, arousal can be inhibited by discomfort, and the two problems often reinforce each other. By grouping these concerns within a broader clinical framework, the authors show how sexual well-being depends on more than emotional readiness. The practical implication is that treatment may require addressing infection, tissue changes, hormonal decline, medication effects, pelvic floor issues, or other physical contributors. This makes the book especially useful as an entry point for women who have been frustrated by vague reassurance or incomplete explanations. The authors also connect these problems to patient assessment, showing that a careful history can reveal patterns that point towards specific interventions. The focus on treatability is important. The book does not suggest that women should simply endure discomfort or accept reduced function as inevitable. It presents pain and arousal problems as legitimate medical concerns that can be evaluated and, in many cases, improved. Lastly, clinical authority translated into accessible. Conversational advice, the book stands out for the way it combines specialist credibility with a readable, non-judgmental tone. Jennifer Berman brings urological expertise. Laura Berman contributes sex therapy insight. And the result is a guide that bridges physical medicine and sexual counseling. That combination matters because female sexual health rarely fits neatly into one discipline. A reader may need to understand anatomy, but also anxiety, communication, body image, or relationship context. The book handles that complexity without becoming overly academic. It shares clinical observations and patient assessment methods in a way that feels educational rather than intimidating. This is one reason it has been valued as a reference for patients, partners, and even clinicians seeking a clearer vocabulary for sexual concerns. Its authority comes not from sensational claims, but from the author's direct experience and their effort to normalize the discussion. Compared with many books on sexuality that focus mainly on advice or intimacy, this one is more medically grounded. Compared with strictly clinical texts, it is more approachable. That balance is a key part of its enduring relevance. In conclusion, For Women Only is best suited to readers who want a serious, medically informed introduction to female sexual health. Women experiencing low desire, arousal difficulty, or pain during sex will find it especially useful, but it also serves partners, counselors, and healthcare professionals who want a clearer understanding of how these concerns can arise and how they are typically evaluated. Its practical benefit is that it gives readers a more precise vocabulary for discussing symptoms that are often dismissed or misunderstood. Its intellectual value lies in reframing female sexuality as a legitimate field of health rather than a secondary or purely emotional topic. What makes it stand out among similar books is the combination of clinical authority, accessible explanation, and insistence that physical causes matter. Many books on sexuality emphasize communication or relationships. This one places equal weight on anatomy, physiology, and treatment possibilities. As a result, it is less about general advice and more about helping readers understand what may be happening in the body and what kinds of care may be appropriate. That makes it a strong choice for anyone seeking a grounded, evidence-oriented guide to reclaiming sexual well-being. If you would like to support Jennifer Berman, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.